Our next case is In Re Nisnik, 25-1718. Counselor Bright.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. You have reserved 11 minutes of your total time for rebuttal.
That's true.
I just want to warn you that rebuttal is to respond to the arguments that are made in response.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Okay.
Appreciate that.
All right. You may proceed, sir.
So, may it please the Court, I represent the appellant, Dr. Nisnik, who has more than 30 patents to his name and is a towering figure in the dental implants business, not just in getting patents, but in innovating and spreading the use of these products not only all over the United States and Canada, but all over the world. This invention represents a big step forward because, as our claims point out, Claim 1 calls for three things. An implant, which is not new, was not new at the time we applied, an abutment that is used with it, which is a device which is attached, on which you fashion or attach the prosthesis, and then attach that to the implant after the implant is healed in bone. The third element of our claim is an extender, which is neither an implant nor an abutment. It is, in fact, a device which is put into the implant and placed in the jawbone of a patient concurrently with the placement of the implant. The examiner has made an effort to say that an extender and an abutment are the same thing, I beg your pardon, but they are not. They serve different functions. They do not serve any common function except for the fact that ultimately they are attached to an implant when it is restored, that is, when a prosthesis is attached to it via the abutment. I beg your pardon. So, for claim interpretation purposes, the examiner...
Mr. Bright, I
yes, ma'am.
Just have a question that I have to ask you. In your briefing, there's some language that I found offensive. It says PTAB's members, lifelong bureaucrats who are not Article I judges, lack real-world credentials in the field of dental implants. What were you seeking to show with that sentence?
Merely that Dr. Nisnik is a person who lives the reality of these products, and examiners do not. That's all. Examiners are people who read papers and write papers, but they do not, in this particular case, have no role in the dental implant industry at all, except in writing office actions about patent applications relating to implants. That's all.
I would recommend in the future that there's no need to have that kind of inflammatory language in your briefing.
Well, then I apologize.
Thank you.
What else can I say? But I stand by the fact that patent examiners I've been working in the patent business since 1965. I've obtained hundreds of patents and have many friends in the patent office.
You want to focus on your claim construction?
I do. Thank you. So, the first point I'm making is the legal issue of claim interpretation. Our claim calls for three distinctly different things: implant, extender, abutment. If you look then that's a legal issue. It's a Markman issue. The second issue is obviousness, which is also a legal issue. And there, the examiner's principal reference, Fisher, which is a patent that belongs to the Nobel Pharma Company, one of the giants in the dental implant industry. That patent does not mention an extender at all. It mentions an implant, and it mentions an abutment. And the abutment has at its distal end a multi-sided projection, which fits into a multi-sided female opening in the implant. The reason for the multi-sided thing, the multi-sided feature, is so that the dental professional can index, that is, he or she can place the implant in the, can test place the abutment in the implant and see if the prosthesis to be attached will then be in the correct position for a good bite once the product is restored. If it isn't correct when it's first placed, that is, when the abutment is first tested, placed in, it can be removed and indexed or turned to another position until the dental professional is satisfied that the positioning is correct so that when the abutment is restored and attached to the implant, it will function correctly and not cause things like TMJ or other kinds of serious problems. Now, the examiner suggests that it would be within a person of ordinary skill in the art would discard or put aside the indexing feature, the flexibility of indexing feature, in favor of an extender which is not disclosed in any reference at all. This makes no sense. There's no disclosure of an extender in any of the references cited, and there is no suggestion, therefore, in any of the references cited that an implant can be also considered to be an extender when they are two distinctly different things. And that's the end of the obviousness argument, because the examiner said the motivation for discarding the key feature and advantage of the Fisher patent is because it would be by making a tighter fit between abutment and implant, you would prevent leakage. But there's no evidence there's any leakage. This is Noble Pharma we're talking about, one of the giants in the industry. Their implants don't leak. They work fine. And that's all there is to be said. The claim interpretation is wrong, and the fact of the matter is none of the references, neither Fisher nor Sanchez, disclose an extender at all for any purpose. And that's the end of it. Thank you.
All right. Okay, let's hear from Attorney Argyle.
Good morning, Your Honor. May it please the Court. All of appellant's challenges boil down to factual arguments against the Board's decision. Because substantial evidence supports the Board's findings, it's obvious this determination should be affirmed. I'll start where appellant left off, with motivation. As the Board found, Fisher teaches every limitation of Claim 1, including both the extender and the abutment, except for the interference fit, which is taught in Sanchez as a way to stabilize the connection to the implant and to seal the connection, so to prevent exchange of fluid with the surrounding tissue.
So you're saying the reason for combining is found expressly in the secondary reference?
Exactly, Your Honor. That's set forth at Appendix 5 and Appendix 9 of the Board's decision, citing the examiners. Rejection at Appendix 105, where the examiner clearly lays out the motivation set forth in Sanchez, which is at Appendix 250, paragraph 9, Appendix 251, paragraph 16, again at paragraph 46 and Appendix 256. Sanchez repeatedly teaches these motivations expressly. That express teaching in Sanchez of both an interference fit and the reason for including an interference fit is more than enough to sustain the Board's motivation to combine finding. Now, with respect to claim construction, there was no need for the Board to further construe Claim 1 because the Board and the examiner clearly identified separate structures in Fisher meeting both the extender and the abutment terms in Claim 1. That's at Appendix 19 through 20, and the Board is citing to Fisher's teachings of a separate adapter taught at Appendix 225, paragraph 33, and the ceramic part meeting the abutment at Appendix 225, paragraph 34. So, Your Honor, the Board and the examiner in no way found that the abutment and the extender were the same thing. It clearly identified different structures meeting both of those limitations. Finally, Your Honor, the appellant referred to the indexing connection. I would just direct Your Honors to look at Fisher's disclosure of that at Appendix 226, paragraph 46. There, Fisher teaches that the indexing connection interlocks with the hexagonal interlock recess of the implant to prevent rotation, not to facilitate turning, as the Board and the examiner found. Unless Your Honors have any further questions, I'm happy to yield the remainder of my time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Your Honor. Thank you, panel. I listened carefully to my opponent, and I didn't hear him identify a single line anywhere in the references that says that an extender is an abutment and an abutment is an extender. And there's a good reason for that. They're as different as chalk and cheese. They are not the same structure, and they don't function in the same way, and they are not used in the same way. An extender is implanted with the implant itself. The abutment is not. The abutment is the carrier for the prosthesis, which is attached to the abutment, I beg your pardon, to the implant after the healing process is complete. And that's really all. That's why the references have nothing to do with our claims. Nothing. Thank you for your attention this morning.
Thank you, Mr. Bright. That concludes our arguments this morning. This court now goes into recess.